Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's Jack Watts at Jack Watts on Recovery. We still have not transitioned out of the political mode to get back to all of the recovery material. But what I want to talk about today is really going to kind of transition a little bit. I want to talk about what's happening, not just about Benghazi, because that's kind of the key to the whole thing, but the surrounding circumstances and, you know, what is really going on with our government. And it's amazing to me, and I want to be honest about this. I know people that are enduring some incredibly difficult times with dignity and grace and honor and integrity. I don't see this in Washington. I don't see this at all. I want to start off with General Petraeus. You know, I've never met the man. He's obviously distinguished. You don't get to be a 4-star general without being very capable and competent. At the same time, you also don't get to be the CIA director without going through a scrutiny that is probably something that the rest of us couldn't even imagine. A lot of people have taken polygraph tests and have taken drug tests to get jobs. That's kind of standard for a lot of things. It isn't for everything, obviously, but for quite a bit. At the same time, when you think about it, if you're going to be the director of the CIA, wouldn't you expect to undergo an incredible scrutiny in order to get the job? Having a lie detector test is one thing, but what they would do to vet you to be the chief spy for the United States of America and be in a position to know everything about our government and everything else, it's an important thing to get it right. And here, the most important person doing it is somebody who has who doesn't have any integrity. Bothersome. Richard, this is Jack. How are you?
Good, John. How are you?
Good. We're talking a little bit right now about Petraeus. And I just am bewildered. The latest thing that I heard was that he had access to Paula Broadwell's computer and she had access to his. So what she would do is she would write him an email but not send it. She would save it in her draft account. He would come on her computer, read the draft, then delete it. And she would do the same thing on his, so they had their email conversations without it ever being discoverable.
Well, that's probably why he's a 4-star general.
Probably why he's a 4-star general. Well, I understand that.
Yeah.
The part about it that bothers me the most is that he's made to look kind of like he's just this poor innocent victim, and you know that she went out after him as if she was a femme fatale, which of course she was, and she sought power. When guys go after women, it's primarily because of looks. Women are attracted to power, to security, to finances, far more than looks and things like that. Because, you know, Petraeus is kind of a four-star general. He's really kind of a mousy-looking, geeky-looking guy, you know, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And as we're talking about this, we have a caller that I'm going to bring on also. Hold on a second. Stacy, is that you?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Hi, Stacy.
I'm doing really well.
Dick, brother Dick. Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
Good.
Stacy, you know what? We're just a couple of guys. And we're talking about Petraeus and, you know, Paula Broadwell and her book All In, which is really, you know, kind of like a
double entendre.
The title of it is a double entendre to us. But anyway, I want to know what a woman thinks about all this stuff that's going on.
Well, can I be real frank?
Absolutely.
Okay. My first question is, if this is the scenario with this woman and General Petraeus, and he's resigning because of this, and all the pressure, how come Bill Clinton got by with Monica Lewinsky?
Well, he didn't get by with it. They impeached him. They just didn't convict him of it. But, you know, he didn't get by with it. He's kind of had a resurgence. But, boy, the last 2 years of his presidency were just full of scandals and stuff like this. And, of course, here Obama, they haven't even certified the votes yet.
And he's already
just being whittled down. You know, I have all these people that say, oh, this is terrible because it's keeping us from getting the truth of what really happened in Benghazi. And what did the president know and when did he know it? And why weren't people sent to try and save those two SEALs and all the rest of this. And my point about this is that these are like picadors, and they're just like wearing down the bull a little bit before the matadors come in. Because this is just like whittling away at the integrity of the Obama administration, you know, from day one. It's just like click stuff going off. Anyway, go ahead. You had the floor, and I interrupted you a little bit, but I'm good at that.
Okay, that's okay. To be quite honest with you, Jack, I look at somebody like that woman who doesn't have any morals. And to me, integrity and character are vital. I think that it is a disgrace to being an American to involve oneself in something like this. And the fact that why would you go after another woman's husband for power, for greed? To me, it's disgraceful. And is that what we've become? We have no morals. We have no scruples. We have no respect for family or ourselves.
Well, part of her motivation was she wanted a best-selling book. And just think of it. She was over there in Iraq with him, and he was away from home. And, you know, every conversation was about him, was about what he was doing, just trying to, you know, get into his head. The seduction of that was a beautiful woman. And here she is. I mean, this isn't somebody that's off the street. That, you know, this a very bright woman who, you know, graduated from West Point.
Right.
And, you know, and married and have two kids. But she just, she went after this guy. But, you know, who she is isn't really that important. What is important is the director of the CIA was seduced.
Yeah.
Our lead spy. And she knew stuff that she had to, that was classified, or she never would have known about this Kelly woman. And the Kelly woman's relationship with General Allen. So Petraeus had to have been doing some pillow talks. What if Paula Broadwell wasn't just somebody who wanted to, you know, a best-selling book? What if she was a spy for the Chinese, or for the Iranians, or for the Russians?
Yeah.
Well, Jack, what I said about Texas,
he went for both sides. As general, mm-hmm. as a four-star general and head of the CIA, where was his loyalty, his character? I mean, is that all he is an easy mark for somebody to hop in the bed with?
Evidently.
And how is it that responsibility is determined by interpretation?
Sorry, explain that.
Well, as a four-star general and head of our CIA, he has a certain level of integrity and character to maintain, if for no other reason than that. Not being laid open for seduction and lies and all that. He's supposed to have a higher standard. And
you
he's
know,
supposed
I,
to be held accountable for a higher standing.
Yeah. I found it interesting, you know, when he submitted the letter of resignation, he said that he had, you know, violated his marital commitment. Now, I mean, that's true. But he didn't say, you know, I violated my wife Susan or whatever her name is. I mean, she's so anonymous, she's not even a person.
Yeah.
I mean, she's been humiliated worldwide. And, you know, I don't even know her name. I don't know that she's ever been named. And if I were going to subpoena people to testify before Congress, she's the one I'd get up there because I know she wants to tell the truth.
Yeah.
My guess is she wants to just blast them all and do it under oath, and she knows stuff. A scorned woman is and humiliated deserves to be able to say her side of it.
Absolutely.
Jack, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, Dick.
This whole, pardon the pun, this affair, is this all come about at the same time that this woman's book is being published?
It
I mean,
all
is this all,
it.
Huh?
Yeah, the way that she got the entree to a four-star general was, you know, he met her, he was speaking someplace, and she went up to him and said that she was doing her PhD dissertation, and she wanted to do it on him, and would he be open to something like that? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, could you just imagine and be like, yeah, that's a great idea. I think I would be, that would be a tremendous dissertation. Oh, can't you just see it? I mean, hard thing for most guys.
Would she be a doctor of Petraeus? Is that what this whole thing was about? No, I mean, did this whole thing culminate around her book just now being made available so that it is looking to make the bestseller list by outing this poor guy at the same time? And I've used that poor guy from the standpoint of her making money off of his betrayals.
I think the book has been out a little bit.
And I guess it wasn't doing too well, and now it is. I mean, something just doesn't sound very good. I still in the back of my mind has got something to do with Petraeus resigning over this, but in the back of my mind, it's because he doesn't want to go in front of Congress and lie about Libya and what happened.
Well, when the incident first happened, when, you know, within 2 days after the murder of the ambassador and the guy that works at the embassy and the two SEALs, Petraeus said that it was instigated by the riot that was coming about based on the film clip, which he knew as director of the CIA was a lie. Now,
exactly, yeah.
Why would he do that? My thought is that they knew about this affair. And they said,
oh, they held this over it?
Yeah, you're gonna play along or you're done. And he played along, and then he couldn't do it. That's what I think. Do I know? No. That's what I think.
Yeah, but it seems to have a logical, chronological sequence of events that it sounds like it has a lot of logic involved in it, though. You know, I mean, I can't go along with this, so I'd rather resign and go that route. I still don't know this whole thing with this Kelly woman. She's the one that ended up supposedly blowing the whistle on this other woman because she was blackmailing her, or she was doing
not
something with her.
She was getting uncomfortable. They really weren't threatening, but uncomfortable emails from an anonymous source that said, "Does your husband know that you're running around with General Allen?" And so this woman went to a friend of hers, this Kelly woman, a friend of hers who works for the FBI. And for whatever reason, you know, this doesn't sound like something the FBI would get involved in, but they did.
No.
And the original FBI agent sent a picture of himself without his shirt on, texted it to this Kelly woman saying, I guess he figured, well, if the general's getting it, why can't I?
Oh, yeah.
So they had to take him off the case. And it's almost like, you know, I mean, who's at home here?
Well, Jack, what I want to know is every one of them has an agenda. What is each one of the agendas? What's the agenda? Because probably what we're seeing is not really what it is.
No, there's way more to this. Way more to this. So that Paula Broadwell's dad told some newspaper guy today that this is just the tip of the iceberg, and that there is much, much, much more that's going to come out.
Oh, nice.
I believe him.
Well,
now, you know what?
It's all going to come back. It's all going to come back to the White House, and it's all going to come back, and it's going to fall on the buck stops here, though he thinks the buck stops at Bush, but this isn't something he can blame on Bush now, is it?
No, you can't blame this one on Bush. But
you sure the hell would like to.
You know, before the election, Hillary Clinton said that she was responsible for the whole thing and that she took full responsibility. when asked to testify about what she's taking full responsibility for, she said, "Oh, I've got a scheduling conflict. I got to be in Australia," and takes off for down under, half a world away, hoping this will blow over, but it's not. You know what? This is going to, even if Obama makes it through all of this, not just the scandals about these two generals and all the rest of this, because that's just really kind of lightweight stuff, but even if he gets through what really happened in Benghazi and what happened in Fast and Furious, because both of these things are just like looming, he is going to be so discredited, it's going to be hard for him to implement the socialist agenda that he has. He doesn't have a mandate anyway.
Do everybody a favor and go back just a little bit and give us a quick 20 seconds on Fast and Furious. This is that whole gun deal, correct?
This is the whole gun deal. Now, the original thing was, and the sinister part of it was, that Holder and Obama and the whole administration wanted to do this to show how bad guns were so that they could get gun control in the United States and essentially take away the Second Amendment. But it got out of hand, and the border agent, Brian Terry, was killed. And in Mexico, hundreds of people have been killed by these weapons that were allowed to go into the hands of the drug cartel, who has used them to murder at least 200 or 300 Mexicans and our border agent. And this is something that was coming about and was very important in the midsummer, and Obama blocked it, saying presidential privilege, because they insisted on, you know, the Congress, the House of Representatives, with the Daryl Issa subcommittee, insisted on getting all of the documents, and the documents are so damning that Obama said, nope, this is too sensitive. And now this week, I believe, ISIS group is the House of Representatives is voting on holding the Attorney General of the United States in contempt of Congress. So this
well,
is
it's
a huge
time.
What's that, Stacey?
I said, excuse me, it's about time.
Yes,
it
absolutely.
Is about time.
Absolutely.
I
well put.
All
too.
Of this and. Sadly, the press, it's at least have another job. Now that there's sex involved and it's sleazy, they're all over it. I saw an interview yesterday with, on CBS. What is I can't remember her name. She looks like a bobblehead doll because her shoulders are so narrow and her head's too
you mean the drunk? Diane Sawyer? The drunk?
Not Diane Sawyer,
oh.
No. Andrea Mitchell. Andrea Mitchell a lengthy interview with Senator Feinstein. And Andrea Mitchell did a good job. I mean, she asked questions and she was thoughtful and, you know, and got Senator Feinstein to just elucidate on many, many, many things, including saying David Petraeus is going to have to testify before us. He says there's no chance that he won't have to testify before the Senate. And here's the really important thing about...
And now he could tell the truth.
Yeah.
There's no job to worry about.
Dianne Feinstein is a highly respected Democrat. And she's really a pretty good woman. And she's from California and she's a liberal and all that, but I mean, that's what they produce. She's a pretty good woman. And she is
an honest woman.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. There are principled liberals. and she's one of them. And
not many, but there's a few.
Well, she is definitely one of them. And in order for this stuff to really stick on Obama, there have to be some strong Democrats. I'm sorry that Lieberman is retiring. He'd be another good example of one. Frankly, I think Schumer wouldn't go for some of this stuff, to be honest with you, because it's wrong. It's just fundamentally wrong. And if the Democrats can get and say, okay, this stinks, this smells, and this goes to the president, boom, 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 that will be Obama's undoing, because any of the things that come from the Republicans will just be looked at as partisan.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are just mad because you lost
sour grapes. Yeah,
sour
grapes. Sour grapes. Yeah.
And there may be some truth to that. There may be some truth to that. I mean, we want the truth, but we aren't in power. We're just common citizens who have said, you know what, enough's enough, and we're making our voices count. Now, after this election, there are 20 states where there are petitions right now to leave the United States, where people are signing petitions saying, we the people of the state of Georgia, or we the people of the state of Texas, would like a petition to leave the United States.
From the Union.
Now, I mean, nothing's going to come of this. No, I mean, we aren't going to just dissolve like that. It won't happen. But that it's even there, and that it's already 20 states, that we don't like this, we don't want to be part of it. When have you ever heard of this before? In your whole life, either one of you?
No.
Yeah, and when the Confederacy elected to secede from the Union.
Well, but you don't remember that. You're not a spring chicken, Stacey, but you're not that old.
Jack, you know what Obama's going to say, don't you? If 20 states secede from the Union, there's still 37 left.
That's very good. That's a very, very, very good one here today. This is a mess. It's getting worse, not better. We're in for, and we haven't even gotten to the economic stuff, because this is just, people are losing jobs. The money is flying out of the United States. There are people that are taking it, that were waiting for Obama to get defeated so they could start doing some things, and they're not going to do them now. We're headed back for recession and depression, and Obama doesn't, he's extremely good at getting elected, but he doesn't have a clue about how to, he doesn't have a clue about how to lead, and he's not going to be able to do it. It isn't going to work, and we're in for a mess. And this is the time for God's people,
patriotism,
literally, to get on their knees and pray, because our future is, if the three of us died today, we would not leave this country the way we found it. It's in worse shape, and I'm just sick at the direction that things have taken, and it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. At any rate, we are out of time.
Good night, Stacey.
This has been a great conversation. And so I'll just say God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Amen.
And you have a wonderful day, both of you. And just remember, God loves you, and he loves this country. Bye-bye.
Thanks.